Welcome to Live Unashamed, where we pause the show and invite members of our team to talk vulnerably about their own recovery, things they're learning, the resources that are actually working, and what it truly means to live unashamed. What's up, gentlemen?
We're back.
Good to be back.
James, good-looking shirt.
Thanks, man.
I like it.
Yeah, this is our new Unashamed, Unafraid logo t-shirts.
Yeah, what a...
Sweet.
Music.
Love music. Always have.
Comes up, like, in every episode.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a boot camp rite of passage. Mm-hmm. When we talk about a warrior heart. What's up with music and recovery?
It just the lyrics change your heart. I think it changes the way that I see myself, the way that I feel about myself. I think it changes everything. I think it helps me see God in a different way because of what it talks about, where it just lets me see God differently.
Does it matter what type of music?
Yes.
Yeah. Meaning it doesn't all have to be like Christian music or whatever. So for me, music like... can give me empathy when like nobody else around me can.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if I'm not, you know, if I'm feeling pretty sad or depressed or something, I can find that song where an artist is going to lyrically and musically communicate that to me and basically let me know like I'm not alone in this feeling.
So what do you make up about people that aren't down with music? Because I make up like they're kind of dead inside.
I was like, something's wrong with them. It doesn't matter. Like, if they're not down with the Christian music or something. I don't know. But I know music. I don't know anybody that music doesn't affect them one way or another.
I do.
Do you really?
I do. I 100% can name people in my personal life that are
like, are they dead inside?
I don't want to listen to music. They are. That's why this is my hypothesis I'm not naming them. Like, let me name some people in my personal life that I think are dead inside. Shout out. Hope you're following the show. I think there's something to what you're saying. So we talk about in psychodrama, right? When we're doing therapy with people and we're processing trauma, we talk about that often part of the experience is to amplify or exaggerate someone's emotional interpretation of an experience to thus give them permission to feel the actual size of the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I think music does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music is an amplifier of emotion.
Totally.
Yeah. Or gives clarity to an emotion that's being felt for me. Yeah.
Which I would argue is amplifying it.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're I'm not sure, and that song hits you and you're like, that's it, I'm sad. Thus, I would be struggling with music because I don't know my emotion. I don't want to amplify it. I'm afraid to experience emotion.
I would say they're probably just... It might be people that are less comfortable with emotionality.
That's a college word. When you say emotionality, tell us what you mean.
I think of like my stepdad just doesn't particularly enjoy doing emotion. He loves living in the logic brain and then the left side of stuff.
Does he like music?
Nope. But... you know, it doesn't speak to him in the same way. He does have emotion and he has, you know, a lot of like passions, but to him, the things that really, it seems like echoes in his soul is something that's like some awesome math equation or something. I swear, like when something feels very orderly and it moves things out of chaos or something.
But would you say that's experiencing emotion or he's just comfortable in that logical space? Because I know people who want to sit there and talk about their addiction till they're dead.
Yeah.
I know people who, whether it's talk therapy.
I don't relate to it.
Or certain support meetings.
But I just want to be kind if we have any listeners out there that are like, music doesn't hit my bag. I don't want to be like, sorry, you're dead inside. Go somewhere right. else, you know?
I guess part of me, point blank, wants to say in living unashamed, it will make you feel real emotion. So I actually want to ask the question, why is it that you can't listen to music? Don't give me some BS answer that it's like, well, music just doesn't resonate with me. Nothing resonates with you. There is not a country song, a heavy metal song, a rap song. See, that's the part. You don't like Christian worship music? I have zero problem with you.
Right.
You don't like rap music? Right. I'm big in the rap music. You don't like rap or hip hop music? I'm fine with you. You don't like country? I'm fine with you. I don't do music Nah, bro, I got questions about that.
Yeah.
Totally. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I would think it's, my guess is they're just kind of afraid to do emotion. They're not very not comfortable to do an emotion. Like, just anecdotally, my experience with my stepdad, that would be my guess.
So if any of you feel like you can't listen to music, reach out to us and tell us why you don't want to listen to music.
Yeah, if we got this wrong, because, I'm happy to be wrong.
Like, I don't know anybody that's not like that, but obviously you guys both do.
I'll bet you whoever that person is, they'd be like, yeah, I get it. I'm in the minority. And I'd love to hear what they have to say. Yeah.
And I wonder if there's even trauma behind that, because like when they were younger, they were listening to some like heavy metal stuff. And
okay. Well, I think there's,
like, I can't listen to music because of what it does to me. And so it makes me do certain things. So I'm not going to listen to it.
So my buddy Bankhead, shout out Bankhead. He was like heavy metal, Metallica, the whole thing. And he will tell you now, well, tell me if you resonate with this. He will tell you now, he's like, they knew how to give voice to my depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what I loved about Metallica. Hip hop, not hard. I'm some kid that grew up in privilege that's super traumatized, but I don't have a narrative. I'm not like, oh, I grew up in the ghetto and my family doesn't have food. And so I don't have a permission to feel. And then I feel totally fatherlessness. And then boom, I get a disc from Eminem that's like, I'm empowered as hell. Let's go. You know, do you think that amplification worked for me?
Absolutely.
Done.
That's why I still go to concerts. Like, and it's not just Christian concerts. I go to way more other music concerts. All right.
So bring this back to recovery here. So how does music then impact your recovery? Like, what does it do for your recovery?
I think you have to experience emotion. I think you have to process emotion.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. It gets me back in touch often with my emotional state. Or if I'm feeling like numb, I know I can pick some songs to like kind of wake that up in me so that I can develop for me like a greater sense of like and kind of tap back into my self-awareness.
Right, because what are you doing when you look at porn? If we look at the last 5 times James Wilhite looked at porn, what is it always?
What do you mean? Like I was bored or what?
Bored, and my experience of rolling deep with you is overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
Too many emotions showing up at the same time. We don't have a way to deal with them, right? You would describe it as overwhelm.
Yeah.
I would describe it as like a pain tolerance for me. Like I don't want to look at and can't deal with this part of my life. So instead, if I go act out, numb sauce, magic.
Yeah, numbing was huge for me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Totally, yeah.
And so I think it's, you have to feel the emotions. I have never met anyone, they can come on the podcast or find us on social. I've never met anyone that's like, you know what? I deeply felt my emotion of grief, sadness, you know, anger, and then into my grief, my loneliness. I really felt the emotion. Not the emotion coming on and I'm like, run away, right? Felt full-bodied in the emotion and then said, yeah, I'm looking at porn right now.
No, they do it to cover it.
Well, they do it to avoid it, right? Oh, they do it to not get there.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, in the times that I have actually been able to get in touch with my emotion, I then say to myself, why would I ever act out? Right? I mean, you're thinking about it.
Say that again.
When you actually feel your emotion, do you want to then act out?
I don't know.
I'm not talking, wow, I'm really mad at Kayla and I feel unseen and heard by her. Or,
yeah,
gosh,
I was
going to
say, when
I feel fatherlessness.
If I've felt my emotions like, and I want to act out, really often it's when I'm angry.
But do you think you actually give space for that emotion?
Probably not. It's probably just a reaction to that.
Instead of doing the emotion.
Sure.
So like if the emotion were a pool, this is what I think acting out is. Oh, there's the pool. I don't want to get in that water, so I'm going to go over here and act out. Where I think when you actually get in the water, your desire to act out
decreases. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So to bring that full circle, why does music help? It gets you in the pool. In
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In totally. In ways that you don't know how to get there.
Yeah. So
it helps you manage it, and I think it can also help you manage it in a healthy way as well. Like I could be like super angry, pissed off, and then I can jump in this, listen to some music that's not some angry music, but just to know that I want it to settle me down. Then it allows me to be able to process that emotion that I'm going through.
Yeah. So what songs have helped you process emotion? Or type of music?
Well, yeah, there's, I would say the majority in my recovery that's been huge for me is just the Christian rock music.
Mm-hmm. The worship music.
Yeah, the worship music has just been huge for me because it just resonates with my heart. But there's still some music that I love, like Metallica or freaking Limp Bizkit. And I'm like going to their concert this year because I'm so excited, 100%. You know? Like, but it's just certain music depends on the emotion that I'm in. I can either match that or I can be like, how do I want to process this?
Yep.
Songs that have affected me, that have helped me is By Your Side, I Love You, Son. Mm-hmm. I Love You, Son by
Joshua Creek.
Joshua Creek, yeah. Who Am I by Casting Crowns.
Yeah, Big Daddy We've Redeemed is a boot camp classic. Oh,
yeah.
That's a big fit. But so you aren't him. So music that has resonated for you in your recovery.
I'm kind of picky about my Christian music.
You get kind of burned out on the Christian stuff.
I do. And so I look for, you know, frankly, a lot of the songs that kind of spoke to my soul early on in my recovery was actually like Mumford and Sons. Couple of early.
And they're kind of anti-Christian.
Right. They're
which
kinda,
is ironic about that.
But their first two early albums, like most of those songs sung like a prayer in the lyrics. And it just, like I resonated with sometimes the struggle that came out in those lyrics and some of the anger even that came up or the shame that would come up. But like, shoot, Paralyzed by NF. Like when I know I'm like feeling numb. Like,
NF has no emotion in his songs.
Yeah. You know?
Steve's ready to hit me by saying those words.
No, I just tell people, I'm like, go listen to NF Happy. Right. Checkmate.
Everything is in there.
Yes.
Yeah. So like I just looked for songs that, again, that I felt like would help me tap into whatever emotion I was looking for to kind of get in touch within me.
See that I feel like you're deeper water than I am. For me, I feel like music's just been this giant like love note. So it's more been like the journey I'm on.
Mm.
Like I don't know that I've been like, these are the emotions. I guess maybe now I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, these are the emotions I want to feel. Pick this song. But for me, like Lecrae's the hope train. Number two is NF because NF is like, that's how I feel. Lecrae's like, that is Jesus for me. I believe it. Right. And yeah, you know, like I'll speak about it, you know, and be like, God sent me a, you know, black hip hop angel.
Yeah.
Like, so for me, it's more like journey with, because I was with NF from day one.
Yeah.
Day one. Like, right. NF's career and my recovery are a parallel process.
Right.
Like, soundtrack of my life.
Whatever. Yeah, matched up.
But, yep.
Yeah. And for me, it frankly isn't the case. Like there are some songs where it's even just the music, not the lyrics, that touches something in my soul. Like I'm thinking of like Bon Iver, 8 Circle. Like nothing in those lyrics like are particularly powerful, but the music in it just stirs something in.
Well, Oceans does the same thing. You can listen to it both lyrically and without lyrics. And both just can hit you a certain way because the music of it is just so powerful.
And I'll enjoy some instrumental music because it just touches something.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because, you know, music is like hearing feelings.
Well, for me, what I would say is it gives voice to what I'm having a hard time giving voice to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just think...
And it would give words to something that there aren't words for.
I'd say, emotions are intense.
Sure.
So I can't tell you what... I don't have... My words are not intense enough to tell you what it feels like to be totally isolated and rejected and feel like you don't have an excuse to be isolated and rejected and you feel helpless. Like
yes,
you
just, but I could
it's not big enough out here. I can't do it with my mouth to get it big enough. But if I turn on Eminem, I am whatever you say I am. It's that big. Hamilton's like the larger story soundtrack for me.
But on the other end of that, rather than going to Eminem, I'd be like, check out Max Richter. He would speak the same thing with a violin to you.
No, I agree. Nothing more. But right. I'm saying, right. but I'm saying it's that amplification. It can yeah. do it so much bigger.
Yeah.
Like when I tell you,
totally.
I have a passion in my soul that I have a larger story and I'm running out of time and it matters to get it out there. You know, I don't have, but when you have the entire chorus and the orchestra with Hamilton and it's all playing and it's all there, the size of that feels more accurate of the size of the emotion in me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think music's been a big part of my recovery because it helps me get in touch with my emotions.
Yours or recovery period? Would you say music is a part of recovery? And if you want, or do you think people do recovery and just don't do music?
Well, I'm not going to general blanket the entire world because I'll bet you there's somebody out there that's done recovery without music.
Right, but generally speaking, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. there's always the outliers, yeah. bell curve exception or whatever.
Sure, yeah, I think...
If you were cooking the recipe for someone...
Absolutely,
saying, yes,
I would.
Do recovery.
Absolutely, I would, because I believe that recovery or that addiction is all about numbing out emotion, whereas music can invite someone to tap into the emotion. And I think that part of doing recovery is getting back in touch with emotion and feeling through them, processing them. Like, I mean, you could listen to rage music and just be pissed and angry all the time. I wouldn't say
it
that's
would make
gonna,
you pissed and angry.
Right. And I wouldn't say that's going to be necessarily helpful.
Well,
right.
I mean, let's say that all music is not done well.
Oh. Amen.
I think
including Christian music.
Oh, including yeah. I can play you some Christian music that's garbage.
Yeah.
No, for sure. So they're not all music is done well. And James and I have had this conversation before, but not done well is a double thumbs down. Right?
Yeah.
And so here's the other thing I want to say. So 100% in therapy, this is a confession moment. 100% and when we're teaching people, we share this all the time about music. Music will 100% manipulate the situation.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, about bringing emotion
in their
feels up,
right? or whatever. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
100%. Someone's like, I'm not that angry. I'm like, really? And then I turn on some music and they're like, I guess I am really angry. And I'm like, that's weird. But knowing that music influenced them, right? Or grief, right? Again, the amplifying yeah. effect to
or,
allow people
or when they don't have
mode.
Words, then sometimes we're like, you know what? I got a song for you. And
right.
and when we're meeting with those clients, we're just like, hey,
yep.
listen to this song. This is your homework, and you're going to listen to this song.
Okay, so speaking of this, you literally ran right into where I want to go. So tell me this experience when you talk about living, right, choosing to live unashamed. I've got a client. It's like, I struggle with depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, so I want you to listen to, and I give him Ocean, Hillsong, a classic worship song, right? It's kind of got some somber and some low, but really it's like the surrender song, right? Lead me where my feet could never wander, right? Right. Where
right.
you, where I cannot control the situation. God, I'm turning it over to you, right? So to me, this is like, I'm like resourcing in my mind, right? Like we're going to do some research into this. Here's the report back.
Didn't like it.
I'm like, I want you to listen to the song every day, do it in the car, wherever, and sing it out loud. Pull up the lyric video, sing it out loud, right? Didn't do it. Here's the emotional report on this. That song is so sad.
Should have given him CCR.
So here's my question, though.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, man.
Here's my question, though. Isn't that all the reason he should listen to it? Is he avoiding emotion in that?
Oh, totally.
Or is the read wrong? So here's my invitation to live unashamed. Go listen to some of that music that makes you really uncomfortable and see what happens.
And read the lyrics at the same time.
Yeah, sing it out loud. Get vulnerable with it and see what happens.
The one that with the emotion that you're uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
Which would mean, I'm hypothesizing,
yeah.
the song that you're uncomfortable with. So that music you're uncomfortable with, go listen to it. Read the lyrics.
The one just, that you just that speaks to that emotion you
don't
or really
bothers you.
Go
if you're
to.
A guy that's been to boot camp and you're listening to this and you're like, those guys are garbage. Listen to the same worship song you think is annoying as crap every day and sing the lyrics and I want to know what happened. Send us an email. Stephen James Chris @unashamedunafraid. Or on social, I want to know. I think your emotion's going to come up.
Yeah.
So that's us. We may not have it all right, but that's how we live unashamed. So we invite you, take that invitation, choose to live unashamed with us. Follow us on social media at Unashamed Unafraid Nonprofit. If you want to donate to helping people get scholarships and move forward, go to unashamedunafraid.com/donate. If you need a scholarship, we want to give you one. unashamedunafraid.com/scholarships. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, thumbs up on YouTube, and let us know what you think. Until then, till we get to be here again with you, or you reach out to us to send us that email about how pissed off you are about how music doesn't actually help in recovery, till that moment, continue to live unashamed.